Welcome to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, a lifestyle podcast for millennial women, light workers, and spiritual badasses who are waking up, ready to tap into their powers and own it like a true boss. I'm Regis Cowan, spiritual entrepreneur and life coach, and my passion is helping women like you get out of your own way and step your mindset game up. Are you a spiritual woman who's questioning her life, wanting more meaning and purpose? And you're ready to live your most amazing life, then this is the place for you. Your time is now. Let's get to it. Are you ready to break through your blocks and get clear on how you need to show up to make money with your purpose? Enlighten is my one-on-one mini-intensive session where we will go deep to get to the root of what's holding you back from being the best version of yourself, get clear on your spiritual gifts, and create a plan of action that will get you results. For more details and to apply for a session, go to bit.ly/enlightenmenow. Hey, Lee, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I'm so excited to talk to you today about EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique. So thanks for coming on. I'm ready to dive in and talk about this topic. I think it can help so many people.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with you, and I'm ready to jump in as well.
Awesome. So let's tell our listeners a little bit about you, how you got into EFT, and what exactly is EFT?
Right. So EFT tapping came to me at a point in my life when I was very frustrated. And I have to say that I came about EFT tapping because of someone mentioning it at a Weight Watchers meeting.
Wow. That's amazing.
And I said, what? Let me check this thing out. So I went to someone here in town. I live in New York City. Mm-hmm. And the first visit, I must say, was less than stellar. Okay. And I got to thinking, well, the first thing is EFT tapping is like acupuncture without the needles, where you press, what do you call it? Pressure points on the torso and face, right? Okay. And the two things that I thought when I walked away from that session with the practitioner was, A, I am never going to be walking down the street doing this. This is too right? Yeah. And then the second thing I thought was, well, I don't think she's very good at what she does. So okay, let me look and see if this is something that I can be certified in, because ultimately if I'm investing money in a session, that money could go towards certification.
Right.
And so that's how it all began for me.
So what was your experience? Like, what was going through your mind during that first session? Because this person was like tapping on your face and on your body.
Right. So tapping is done by the individual. So no one should be tapping on you.
Okay.
Really. And so, but there are times if a practitioner asks to tap on you to help you because he or she sees that it might be more beneficial or something, then that's fine. So I was tapping on myself, and what was going through my mind was the idea that this particular practitioner had no idea about weight loss or frustrations with weight. Ultimately, what she said to me was, oh, well, I had really good success with Jenny Craig. Oh. And the thing is, with weight issues, like any other issue, it's not about the calories. It's not about eating the prepackaged food. It goes deeper. It goes to what's driving you to eat or to remain heavy. So that's what was going through my mind. I was like, I don't need advice. Like, just go to Jenny Craig.
Yeah. And so is that kind of what the practitioner told you?
Yes. So she was tapping, but also would like throw in these little things like, oh, well, Jenny Craig worked for me. And I was just thinking to myself, you have no clue, lady.
That is so weird. Somebody telling you that while you're tapping. I mean,
yes.
I know that's not how it works. So that would be so weird to me too.
Exactly.
Especially as your first experience.
Exactly.
So after you had that session, you decided to kind of invest in yourself and, you know, figure out how you can be certified in it. So how did you go about going to that next level?
Right. So I do want to say that I did go to that practitioner a couple more times just to get my feet a little more dipped in the pool, I guess, the toe dip thing.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I looked it up. I thought, well, gosh, where do I go for this?
Right.
I looked up her background and then I started there. I followed the trail there. And the thing with EFT tapping is that the thing that folks need to know is that there's only one nonprofit organization devoted and dedicated to, an ethical and standard, what do you call it? A standards focused and ethical practice of it.
Right.
And so that's the organization I went with. It's EFTinternational.org. And I appreciate the fact that you have to attend class and then you have to do case studies and that you have mentorship and then you have to then take a test, pass an exam and do those things, because energy psychology in the field of energy psychology, where a lot of modalities fall under, such as EFT tapping, some things are not as regulated, or I mean, nothing's really regulated, right? And
right.
So I appreciate organizations or people who take the time to create organizations. And as a former reporter, I know that there's an association or organization for almost just about anything.
Yes.
And so even when I started podcasting, I was like, surely there must be some kind of entity that can help me or guide me and get me going on the right path.
Right, exactly. And so when you got ready to go for your certification, where exactly, like who exactly did you go through, or was that part
right.
of it?
Right. Yes. So I went through EFTinternational.org and I went through their certification process. At the time it was called AMET.org, but okay. they've since changed the name to, again, EFTinternational.org.
Okay. Awesome. And so once you got your certification, what was like the next step for you? Were you only practicing just for yourself, or did you start, you know, teaching other people? How did you
right.
kind of reach out into that?
Sure. So I had to do case studies. So it was, I had to round up people to work
with. How
did
that go?
Right? Well, I put out a call to my friends and friends of my friends.
Right.
And the thing is, our friends are not always our best customers.
No, they're not.
and here's the thing, EFT tapping is so beneficial, but here's the thing, it may not be for you or your friend. You know, and I think the important thing is that people need to try it to see.
Right.
And so I just reached out and I'd put out calls for people on social media or my friends. And then I used it in my day job. I was at the time a concierge bike coach. So I taught children and adults how to ride and how to ride better and how to ride in traffic. And I used EFT in my business practice and the results were phenomenal.
Wow.
So I had people to work with every week once I decided I was going to implement EFT tapping into my toolbox.
Nice. And so then these case, you use them as case studies, obviously. And did you have to like write up reports and things like that to submit?
Yes. Yeah. So yes, I used other people for the case studies, because fortunately for me, when I was doing most of my case studies, it was in the winter. So I don't teach in the winter, really. No
right.
one wants to really learn how to ride in the winter,
yeah.
although I'm open, but
yeah.
I was. And so, yes, I did. You do have to write it up. You have to, like, your findings and, you know, case studies are like 20 pages or more per case study, and you have to have a handful of them. And what was your other question?
Well, I was going to ask, do they have to sign like a waiver or anything like that? How does that work on their end?
No, because you don't. I mean, you could tell them. You could say, "Hey, can I use this as a case study without your name?"
Okay.
That's fine. But I never included personal details or identifying details because that's that you
Right.
don't want to cross over that patient-client privilege and relationship.
Okay. And then I know a question that I'm going to ask, because I'm sure all of our listeners want to know, like, how long does it take? You know, because some people think that, you know, certain therapies are going to quote unquote heal them.
Right.
So can you kind of dive in a little bit onto how long does it normally take, or what, how long do you normally recommend for whatever their issue is?
Right. Good question. So EFT tapping was founded in the early 1980s. And so while it's effective and it can help release and unblock certain things that are going on with you or with a person, I have to say that because it's still so new, and while no adverse effects have been reported, it is still in the what's considered experimental phase. So when you ask, well, how fast does it work? It can work in minutes. Or it may take several sessions. It really depends on what the issue is because when you are bothered by something or triggered by something, it depends on how deep down the rabbit hole you have to go to what's called clear it out. So let's say that this is a common one. Some people really hate doing laundry, and some people really hate emptying the dishwasher or doing the dishes, or they really hate emptying out the refrigerator and keeping it clean. Do any of those
Oh
ring a
yes.
bell with
I don't like
you?
folding laundry, and I don't like washing dishes.
Yes. And so I have to share with you that it's not about the laundry and it's not about the dishes. And something like that, I have helped people realize what's going on for them regarding that. And within a session or two, they no longer feel that way about the dishes or the laundry.
Nice.
Again, it's case by case. And the thing is, when we're bothered by things like that, like let's say you really hate emptying out the refrigerator, that has to do with deprivation as a child. And so for the longest time, that was my trigger. I hated emptying out the refrigerator, even though it feels so good when it's clean, right? But for me, it was deprivation. There were feast or famine times in my childhood, and so it's about holding on to things or being afraid that there won't be more. And now I'm like, oh, that's got to go. I could throw that out. My refrigerator gets messy sometimes, and it's no big deal for me to be like, okay, it's time to clean it out. There's none of that. Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Or, oh, I don't want to, So that is one example of what's behind the thing that we don't like to do.
Now, you know, for me, dishes have always been, I mean, I've washed dishes since I've like been in the first grade. So I know that's one of the reasons why I hate washing dishes, but I've kind of changed my mindset on it since I have a dishwasher and goes, well, guess what? You don't have to do these by hand. You can put these in the dishwasher. So that part I've kind of minimized, you know, how I feel about dishes in general. The laundry part, I still haven't quite gotten past that. I don't mind washing the clothes, but folding it, I mean, Lee, I will put the clothes in a basket and put them in the corner, and I will dig through that basket for 2 weeks before
Well,
I
if you want, I can take you through a round or two of tapping. If you feel bold enough to do
do
that,
it. Yeah.
we could totally do that. You want to do that, or
Yeah, we can do it.
do you have other ideas for our time together first?
I mean, I have a couple questions to ask. I mean, just to kind of get the basic information out there.
You tell me.
And then we can jump into some tapping.
Okay.
So we talked about like how long does it take, and well, let's talk about how you actually do it, or should we
Yes,
still
that's
go in
perfect.
into using?
Yes. So there are nine pressure points, I would say, that we use. And there are more, but it really goes along with the Chinese system of medicine, that there are meridian points, these lines of energy flowing through your body. And if at any time they're sort of clogged up, then they will manifest, things will be manifested in the forms of emotional discomfort, like whether that's anxiety, anger, money issues, anything, like not wanting to do the dishes, that kind of thing. Then you press on those and you tap lightly. So you take your fingers and you tap on these points, and you do it in a pattern, and in a each time you do the 9 points, it's called one round. So you may have to do one round, you may have to do 97, depending on
how long it takes,
right? And so to answer your question, we start with something called side of hand. So you would hold up your, let's hold up your left hand. And so you take your right fingertips and you tap on the side, the bottom of that hand on the left.
I do remember that.
Right? Yes. And then that's the first one. And that's where you would say what's called a setup statement. And the setup statement has your feeling and your trigger. And the third component is the phrase, I deeply and completely love and accept myself, or I'm okay, or that's just how it is, or that's where I'm at. So for example, a setup statement would be, let me ask you. So did you want to talk about your laundry or?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's just do it now. So what is your feeling about having to do the laundry? You said it was folding it.
I hate folding laundry.
Okay. What is it about folding? If you could describe how you feel. You said you hate it, but how does it make you feel to have to fold the laundry?
You know, it's the fact that I see this pile and I think that it's going to take a long time to do it. So it's more so like, this is taking up so much of my time and I don't want to do it.
Okay. So if you could put that into an emotion, what would that be? Does it make you angry? Does it make you
frustrated?
Frustrated. Okay. That's good. So your setup statement would be, even though I'm really frustrated when I have to fold the laundry, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So you're saying, well, I really am frustrated by doing this, but I still am okay with me as a person. Like, I still love myself.
Okay.
Okay. So then after you tap on the side of the hand.
And you say it while you're tapping.
Yes, you say it while you're tapping, but then you move on to the next point where, if you follow along with me as I say it, you take two fingertips, your forefinger and your middle finger, generally, either hand, it doesn't matter, and go to the point right between your eyebrows.
Okay.
You have it? And then you tap like 7 or 8 times before moving to the next point, which is the side of the eye. If you can feel where the corner of your eye is and then move over just a teeny bit, it's right there.
Okay.
And then go under the eye, kind of like where, well, I have black bags under my eyes. That's where you would tap. And then you go
your bags or like, right. Your ocular bone.
Is that what that's called? Okay.
Yes. I work in healthcare, so I'm like, we'll call it
yes. Ocular bone. All right. Regis says the ocular bone, yeah. And then you go under the nose.
Okay.
Where that little divot is, right?
So like on top of your lip, under your nose?
Right, right. Between your nose and your lip.
Okay.
Where some women or men have to shave.
Right. Or wax.
Right, right. Or bleach.
Right. So many things you can do there.
And then you go underneath the bottom lip in that divot where the chin is.
Okay.
Divot in the chin, right?
Yes.
And then you go to your collarbone. So find your collarbone and then go about 1 or 2 inches below it.
And does it matter what side?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yes, all of these are symmetrical, so it doesn't matter which side you want to do. And then the next point, this is the what I call the monkey point. You have to lift your arm and take your your hand from the opposite arm and go right where, right under the armpit where your bra line would be.
Okay.
And men, so if men are doing it, it'd be about 4 inches from the armpit below, 4 inches below the armpit. And then the final point would be top of the head near the crown. So toward the top in the back.
Okay. Because I'm like in the front of the top. Let me go back a little bit.
Yes. Okay. And so shall I repeat the points just more clearly? So side of the hand, eyebrow point. Side of the eye, under the eye or the ocular bone, under the nose, in the chin, collarbone, under the arm, and top of the head.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to, I used to remember this sequence, but I forgot it. I'm going to have to practice it so that I can just kind of get in flow.
Yeah. Well, a practitioner, whoever you're working with, should call out the points so that you know where to go.
Okay. And for me, I was just kind of doing it on my own.
Yes.
But
yes.
I think definitely if I ever had a practitioner or someone to kind of guide me.
Yes.
I could really,
focus. And ultimately, it doesn't matter which point you do first. I mean, there is a set. We all know that it's this way that I just told you. But as long as you're tapping, that's what matters.
Okay. And so, again, while I'm tapping, I would say,
yes,
even though I'm frustrated with folding the laundry, I deeply and completely love myself.
Right. And so then once you say the setup statement, then you can shorten it and I can take you through that. I just wanted to make sure I answered all your questions first.
Yes. Okay. I thought about that. I was like, how can I shorten this? Because it's got to be practical for me. You know, as like most people, words people connect to, in other words, it doesn't mean anything to some people.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because here's the thing. Even if you're tapping based on someone else's laundry issue, you will get what's called borrower's benefits. Yes. So whoever is listening to us, even though Regis might be tapping on her laundry, you can tap along with us and you can also think about your own thing that bothers you or just follow along with us when we do it and you will still get benefits from tapping on Regis's laundry issue.
And see, I would have never guessed that because I know for me, you know, a lot of things are attached emotionally. And so in order for me to really invoke that emotion, I need like certain words that's going to trigger that for me or, you know, that feeling of good or that feeling of bad. And I know for everybody that's different.
That's right. But tapping is good, is beneficial for most.
Nice. Okay. I like this. So as far as shortening, how will we do that? Is that something?
Well, So do you want to go through a round now or did you have more questions?
No, we can go through a round now.
Okay. So let me make sure I understand how you feel. So what we do in EFT tapping is we gauge the level of the emotion that we feel. So right now, if I said 0 is calm and you don't care about anything, and then 10 is, oh my gosh, I feel so strongly about this issue. Where would you start thinking about folding that laundry and tell me where are you on the number scale?
I'm probably about a 6.
Okay.
So it's not extreme, but it's definitely an annoyance, let's say that.
Right. And let me ask you something. Before we did the demonstration tapping, what was your number then?
It was probably about the same, a 6 or 7.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe it just went down just a titch.
Yeah. But,
okay. Great. So the goal is to get to a 0.
Ooh, okay.
Around a 1 or 0. Mostly a 0. But if you're like 1 or 2, then that's pretty good as well.
I have to say, I'm going to be honest. I am a little resistant.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you don't want to.
I don't know why.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you this. Do you want to do it? Because.
No, I'm not resistant to do it. I'm resistant to be like, is this going to work?
Oh, wait. So you're not resistant. You're skeptical.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I feel like I've, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're using me as a case study because I know other people probably feel the same way.
Yes.
But, you know, when you've had an issue for a long time about something, it's like, is this going to work? Is this really going to go away? Because in my mind, I feel like I'm just going to always feel this way about laundry and then I'll just get over it and do it.
Right, right.
It has to be done.
So again, so I need to say a couple things before we start this. So one, remember EFT is helpful to many, many, many. And there's some people who are like, nah, I'd rather meditate. Right. Okay. Okay, so... The point is that you try it and see how it works for you. Number two, you're taking full responsibility for your actions. And if at any time you say, Lee, I'm done, then you've got to speak up, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. And then number three, this could get personal, so you may find you want to edit out some stuff. Right. Okay. Okay. So, but for the benefit of everyone listening, it would be amazing if you did keep it intact, the full recording.
Definitely.
But so now I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. When you're working with a practitioner, if you have a really serious issue that you really want to have help with, you should never, ever be made to talk. So let's say you go there and you say, I have this really big issue and I want help with it, but I don't want to share it at this time. A good practitioner will still help you and you could still feel benefits from it.
Okay.
And I use language like that because I cannot say that this is an end-all, be-all cure and that it's a cure or something, because it's not. It's basically a way to unblock and release some stuff, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's changed my life and it's changed many others. And it's amazing to go around without those issues that we once had, for those of us who have used it. So let me now see if we can address your laundry issue. So I'm going to ask you some questions, because a good practitioner will ask questions, because here's the thing, we need to use your language.
Okay.
And so if at any time we're doing stuff and we're saying things, and if at any time the words are no longer true or the same, then you need to let me know so that we can use the new thoughts, images, or words that come up. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. So now, Regis, you were saying that were you also folding laundry since you were six?
Yes.
Okay. You were folding since you were six, and you had said that you're frustrated. You could be doing something else. What were you saying?
Yes. I feel like it's time consuming and I could be doing something else.
Oh, time consuming, doing something else. So, so let me ask you, were you a little resentful that you were made to fold clothes when you could have been outside playing or something?
I think so. Definitely.
So tell me in your own words, how you felt at that time about maybe having to fold versus being able to go play, that kind of thing.
Well, I hated folding laundry because it took up most of my time instead of, like you said, being able to go outside and play or work on, you know, like an art project or something that I was interested in.
Okay. So work on.
Yeah.
And let me ask you something. As we're talking about it and you're mentioning this art project and being able to play, was there a specific situation you can remember having been taken away from and saying, go fold?
Not necessarily. Maybe watching TV. You know, if there was a movie or something that I was watching.
Okay. And so which is stronger for you? Working on the art project, being able to play, or watching TV or a movie?
Ooh, probably going outside to play.
Okay. And when you were going outside to play, where was that, or what was that about? Was it with friends? Was it to the park? Was it in the backyard?
It was probably outside, backyard, playing with friends.
Okay.
So like taking my time away from them.
Backyard and friends. Ah, okay. Yeah. And so would it be safe to say that you resented having to fold laundry because you were being taken away from playing with your friends?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So resentment is usually anger.
Okay. Right.
So is it fully accurate for me to say that you were angry about being mm-hmm. taken away from your friends because you had to fold laundry?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Definitely. Friends, laundry. All right. Well, I think...
You got to the root of this one, huh?
Yes. Well, you know, and there could be something under that. It's called an aspect. So we basically, if you could imagine a table with four legs, mm-hmm. tabletop is the main thing. Oh, I hate folding laundry. But each leg is an aspect. So this folding laundry, maybe the only aspect is four legs of you being angry, being taken away from your friends while you're doing the laundry. And if we collapse those table legs, then the tabletop falls and there's no longer an issue. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So let's just see. Okay, you ready? So now, here's the thing. Are you comfortable with saying, I deeply and completely love and accept myself?
Not really.
Okay. How about, and I'm okay?
Okay.
Or, and that's just how I feel.
I'm okay, and that's just how I feel. Yeah.
Which one works better for you?
I'm okay.
I'm okay. Okay. So that's the other thing. It's most effective when you can say, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I know it's woo-woo and it sounds nuts,
it's a
right?
It's a lot to say, too.
It is a lot to say. But saying, I'm okay, is just as good for this purpose. And why that is? It's because you're saying, you know what? I feel this way about X, but I'm okay. Like, I still like who I am. That's just where I'm at.
Okay.
So, all right. Here we go. So side of the hand, mm-hmm. either side, it doesn't matter. Okay. Tap as you repeat after me. I'm tapping with you, okay? And then the other thing, too, is when you tap, you do want to have water with you because the energy, it's electromagnetic energy. And so what that means is it uses water to conduct and flow.
Okay.
So you may get thirsty.
Okay.
You want to replenish that. So
I just had some tea before we started.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Maybe that'll help.
Yes. Okay. So as you're tapping on the side of the hand, repeat after me and you just follow along.
Okay.
And then at any time you have a question or something changes, let me know. So let me just ask you quickly, as we're talking about getting angry because you can't be with your friends because you're folding laundry, what number do you feel on a scale of 0 to 10?
Well, as we started talking about it, I felt the number kind of go up. So
yeah, of course.
Like an 8. Like when you
said
you're angry, you can't go outside, I'm thinking, yes, I'm angry.
Yes, yes.
So yeah,
and now, yes. And so now, where do you feel that in your body, if anywhere?
Probably like in my core.
Yes. Where's that? Your stomach?
Yeah. It kind of feels like it's rising up.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Good. So it's rising up in your stomach. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm just taking some notes, rising up stomach, keep tapping on your hand. Okay, ooh, good, this is great. Okay, so now, here we go, and for your listeners, please follow along with us. It's fun, if nothing else.
Right.
and if there's something that your listeners have on their minds, they can tap along on that too. Okay,
okay.
So the formula is, even though I feel X about situation Y, I'm okay. Yes?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So here we go. Even though I'm really angry, and then you repeat after me, even though I'm really angry as you're tapping, even though I'm really angry that I am taken away from my friends when I have to fold the laundry.
That I'm taken away from my friends when I have to fold the laundry.
And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
Okay. Two more times. Even though.
Even though.
I'm really angry because I was taken away from my friends when I had to do the laundry.
That I'm really angry that I was taken away from my friends to do laundry.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I'm really angry about having to fold laundry because I was taken away from my friends to do it.
I'm really angry about folding laundry because I was taken away from my friends to do it.
And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
Okay, great. Eyebrow point.
Mm-hmm.
Fingertips, eyebrow point. Tap and say, I'm really angry about folding laundry.
I'm really angry about folding laundry.
Right. Now side of the eye, and you can do one hand or two. Mm-hmm. I'm really angry about it.
I'm really angry about it.
Under the eye. I'm really angry about folding laundry.
I'm really angry about folding laundry.
Right under the nose. I'm really angry about folding laundry and not seeing my friends.
I'm really angry about folding laundry and not seeing my friends.
Chin. I'm really angry about not seeing my friends because I have to fold laundry.
I'm really angry about not seeing my friends because I have to fold laundry.
Right. Collarbone. And you can use one or two hands, just an inch or two below the collarbone. Mm-hmm. I'm really angry.
I'm really angry.
I'm still really angry about it.
I'm still really angry about it.
Right. And under the arm. And you can do monkey arms or you can do crossover. Okay. I'm really angry. I'm still really angry about folding laundry.
I'm still really angry about folding laundry.
Good. And then tap on the top of your head toward the back, top in the crown. I'm really angry that I have to fold laundry.
I'm really angry that I have to fold laundry.
I'm really angry I have to fold that laundry.
Really angry that I have to fold that laundry.
I see that pile. It makes me so angry.
I see that pile. It makes me so angry.
Now take a deep breath. Stop tapping. And how do you feel now?
I feel like it brought the emotion up.
Yep.
But I don't feel like it necessarily released at all.
That's right. So what number would you say you're feeling now?
Probably like a 7.
Okay, great. And then where do you feel it? Is it still in your core?
It's in my chest area.
Perfect. Excellent. Okay, here we go. Side of the hand. Either one doesn't matter. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm still angry about the laundry.
Even though I'm still angry about the laundry.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Even though I'm still angry about the laundry and I feel it in my chest.
Even though I'm still angry about the laundry and I feel it in my chest.
And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
One more time. Even though I'm angry about the laundry still.
Even though I'm angry about the laundry still.
Because I was taken away from my friends.
Because I was taken away from my friends.
I feel it in my chest.
I feel it in my chest.
And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
Okay, eyebrow. Here we go. I'm still angry and I feel it in my chest.
I'm still angry and I feel it in my chest.
Side of the eye. I hate folding laundry because I can't see my friends.
I hate folding laundry because I can't see my friends.
I feel it in my chest.
I feel it in my chest.
Under the eye. I'm really angry about having to fold laundry and not seeing my friends.
I'm really angry about having to fold laundry and not see my friends.
Just looking at that pile makes me so angry.
Just looking at that pile makes me so angry.
Under the nose. And I feel it in my chest.
And I feel it in my chest.
That anger. I'm so angry.
I'm so angry.
Chin. I'm really angry about the chest, about folding laundry.
I'm really angry about folding laundry.
I mean, who makes a 6-year-old fold laundry?
Who makes a 6-year-old fold laundry?
I should be out playing with my friends.
Should be out playing with my friends.
Collarbone. Why? Why me? Why did I have to fold laundry instead of play with my friends?
Why? Why me? Why do I have to fold laundry instead of playing with my friends?
Makes me so angry.
Makes me so angry.
Under the arm. I'm still so angry about it.
I'm still so angry about it.
Oh, top of the head. Mm-hmm. Tapping. I'm really angry about folding laundry.
I'm really angry about folding laundry.
And I feel it in my chest.
And I feel it in my chest.
Keep tapping and then take a deep breath and stop and tell me what's come up.
I feel a lot better.
Great. What number would you say?
Maybe a 4.
Perfect. And so where do you feel it in your body?
Slightly in my shoulders. Like it's not as strong as it was in my chest.
Nice. Good. So now when I tell you that you have to fold laundry now and there's a big pile of it, what comes up?
I see the laundry, I see the pile, but I don't feel like resentment and anger about it.
How do you feel now? Without thinking about it, what comes up?
I mean, I feel like it just needs to be done, mm-hmm. but it's not a big deal.
Right. When you think about having to fold laundry and it takes you away from your time from doing something else, how do you feel?
I'm still at a 5, around 5 about that. It's okay. Like, it's a little annoying, but it's okay.
Okay, but let's Okay, so it's annoying because it's time consuming or because you could be doing something else?
Or both. Maybe both, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Side of the hand.
Yes.
Yep, side of the hand, even though
I'm still annoyed.
I fold laundry because it's time consuming and I could be doing something else.
Because it's time consuming and I could be doing something else.
And I'm okay. Even though. I'm still annoyed. At having to fold laundry because it's time consuming and I could be doing something else.
At having to fold laundry because it's time consuming and I could be doing something else.
And I'm okay. One more time. Even though. I'm still annoyed. That I have to fold laundry because it's time consuming and I could be doing something else.
That I have to fold laundry and it's time consuming and I could be doing something else.
And I'm okay. Okay, eyebrow. I'm still annoyed about the laundry. Side of the eye. I'm still annoyed. It's time consuming and I could be doing something else.
I'm still annoyed. It's time consuming. I could be doing something else.
Right. Under the eye. I'm still annoyed about the laundry.
I'm still annoyed about the laundry.
Nose. I'm still annoyed. Under the nose. I'm still annoyed about the laundry.
I'm still annoyed about the laundry.
Now keep tapping and I'm going to ask you, do you still feel annoyed or does anything else come up?
I still feel a little annoyed.
Good. Chin. I still feel a little annoyed.
I still feel a little annoyed.
Collarbone. I still feel a little annoyed. I
still feel a little annoyed.
Under the arms. I still feel annoyed.
I still feel annoyed.
Folding that laundry is annoying.
Folding the laundry is annoying.
Top of the head. Folding this laundry is really annoying.
Folding this laundry is really annoying.
Keep tapping. Take a deep breath and release. How do you feel now?
I'm okay.
So what number would you give?
I'd give it a 3.
Okay. So what is still remaining then?
It's deeply diminished. I don't know what's still remaining.
Maybe. Well, go ahead.
It's just the idea of it more so, but not necessarily like the anger and the emotion behind it.
The idea of it being what?
That it's there and that it still has to be done. Because I think ultimately I just don't want to do it at all. But
okay, great. And yeah. Do you feel it anywhere in your body? You said before it was in your shoulders?
Yes. Still kind of right there.
Still in the shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. Even though I'm still annoyed.
Even though I'm still annoyed.
I mean, I see it. It's there. It has to be done. And I feel it in my shoulders.
I see it. It's there. It has to be done. I feel it in my shoulders.
And I'm okay.
Even though.
I'm annoyed because it's there. It's still there. And it has to be done.
I'm annoyed. It's there. It's still there. And it has to be done.
And I'm okay. One more time. Even though. I'm still annoyed. Because it's the idea that the laundry is still there and has to be done. And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
Eyebrow. I'm still annoyed that the laundry's there and has to be done.
I'm still annoyed that the laundry's there and it has to be done.
Side of the eye. I'm still annoyed the laundry's there. It has to be done and I still feel it in my shoulders.
I'm still annoyed that the laundry's there and I know that it has to be done and I feel it in my shoulders.
Under the eye. I'm still annoyed and I feel it in my shoulders.
I'm still annoyed and I feel it in my shoulders.
Under the nose. I'm still annoyed about the laundry and I feel it in my shoulders.
I'm still annoyed about the laundry and I feel it in my shoulders.
Yes, keep tapping. Is anything else coming up for you?
No.
Okay, chin. I was annoyed about the laundry.
About the laundry.
Now it's the idea of it. Collarbone. I was annoyed, and now it's just the idea of the laundry being there and having to be done.
I was annoyed, and now it's the idea of the laundry being there and that I have to do it.
Under the arms. It's the idea of me having to do it.
It's the idea of me having to do it.
I feel it in my shoulders.
I feel it in my shoulders.
Top of the head. I was annoyed about the laundry, but now I feel fill in the blank.
I was annoyed about the laundry, but now I feel relaxed.
Nice. Tap a few more times and then stop. Take a deep breath. How do you feel now about that laundry?
I feel calm.
Nice.
Like it's not a big stressor anymore.
Mm-hmm. So if you could entertain us,
mm-hmm.
and just get up and go look at some laundry and then come back.
Okay.
Find the biggest pile you can.
Oh, let's see.
And while Regis is off finding a pile of laundry to go look at to gauge how she really feels about it, EFT tapping can really take the edge off of something. So let's say something really bothers you in the moment and you don't have time to really jump into it like we just did now. You can still touch those points. You can duck into a bathroom or any corner or some place where people won't be walking by, and you can tap on that very frustrating, angering, or upsetting situation in the moment to take the edge off. And I find that that really, really helps. And I hope that this has helped you too. So Regis.
Yes, I'm back.
Give us a report.
So I went in my laundry room, my dirty clothes hamper's in there, it's full. And I just felt calm about it. I looked at it. It didn't trigger me. And that was it.
Nice. Now, you had said it was the folding of the laundry. So
it was. But
yes.
Seeing it and knowing that it's there, knowing that I'm going to wash it, and then I'm going to have to fold it. So that was the only pile of laundry I could find.
Yes. And how do you feel now? If I repeat your earlier words back, which is, I hate doing I'm angry and I hate doing the laundry because it takes me away from my friends.
Yes, that was how I previously felt. Now I feel like it's just something that I'm going to do, but I don't feel like it's an emotional trigger anymore.
Nice.
So like when I stood and looked at it, I just still felt relaxed and calm, like I had, you know, like I had released something.
Yes. And how does your shoulder feel now? Your shoulders,
it's relaxed.
Nice. So would you say on a scale of 0 to 10 you are what?
I would say a 1.
Nice. So what's that remaining 1?
I don't know. I think it's just, you know what? I can probably link it to like memory, because the memory is still there.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to go away. Right. That will always be there, knowing that I went through that as a child.
Yes. Yes. And so, excuse me, those moments, those memories, right, we'll always have them, but you can on your own time tap on those things when they come up.
Right.
And you can help what's called sort of help your younger self. And we can go back in time and do that. And that's a topic for a whole nother conversation.
Yeah,
but yes, but the thing is, at 6 years old, when you were made to fold laundry and you couldn't go out with your friends, that is it. At that time, that was a 6 year old, what's called trauma capsule. And you've held that until now and into adulthood.
Right.
And so when we hold on to certain things, they can manifest themselves in anger over doing laundry or inexplicable aches and pains. And so EFT tapping can help with the body as well, not just emotions.
Yeah. Now I will say that I do feel a little thirsty.
Yes.
It kind of feels like after you've gotten a massage, like all your
muscles
have been worked, and it's like, ooh, okay. You do, you know, you feel relaxed and you feel calm, but you know, you feel like, okay, I need a little water to kind of perk me up a little bit.
That's right. So you did some amazing work. And the way I know that is because the energy shifted from your stomach to your chest, to your shoulders.
Yes.
And anytime you do tap, and you feel something in your body and it moves, that's a great indicator that the energy is shifting.
Yeah.
And I would recommend that you drink a big old glass of water.
I feel like I need it.
Yes.
I'm like, did I just get a massage? What is going on
That's
here?
Right. And sometimes you may need to take a nap, no joke.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Well, y'all see it firsthand here. It worked for me now. I will say that I feel like that issue for me was more of a stubborn one. And I may have to, you know, like you said, do it again to continue to do it.
Yes.
There are some issues I think I could probably get rid of real easily. But yes. I feel like that's a stubborn one for me, and it may come back up again. So
let me just steer you in one direction. So when you use the word stubborn,
yes,
commonly we have a rebellious
yes.
thing or an authority figure. If there was someone, and we all have one, it's just a matter of if you're not sure right off the top of the bat, it's someone who always told you what you had to do and you had no choice. And usually it's the mother.
Yes, that would be it.
And so you would probably want to do what's called anger tapping for that. Yeah. Okay. It's helped me. Yeah. And you can say, even though I'm really angry at you, mom, for making me do X, Y, Z, I'm okay. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you tap on that, because when you release that anger, life is so much better. Trust me, I was there. Yeah. So that's anytime you feel stubborn, it's like you're rebelling against the authority figure. Like, let's say you don't want to do your taxes, anything you don't want to do.
Yeah.
It has to do with your authority figure back then. So that's why we procrastinate sometimes.
Yeah. That was a big one of mine growing up. Procrastination. Oh my God. And it was because of that. I know that's what it was. I was trying to rebel against authority figure. Like, I don't want to do this. You don't tell me what to do.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to procrastinate. And then
exactly.
Because I wait to the last minute.
Exactly. So if there's anything you ever want to procrastinate about, just sit there for a couple moments and say, I don't want to do this, and tap on it, and it will make it a little easier.
I'll be doing a lot of tapping, because that's all day, every day. I want to do this right now. Okay, we just start tapping.
Right. And can I just throw in there that EFT tapping is great with children and pets.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Sounds out there. I know.
Yeah. With pets, I mean, obviously we have to do it for them, but I mean, do you pretty much do the same thing?
Right. So the points are generally the same, and you can do what's called surrogate tapping. As you mentioned, you can tap for them. So you're tapping on yourself and embodying what you think they're feeling.
Okay.
But I actually tap on my dog. I have a dog from a Tennessee shelter, and she needed some tapping.
Yeah.
And so yes, anytime she's stressed out or anxiety ridden, I tap with her. I certainly do. And my son, I tap with him when he's feeling anything less than bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Because I'm thinking, just the mentioning of pets, my goddaughters have a dog, and they've been trying to train him. And, you know, he's still a puppy. He's a big puppy. And they've been trying to train him. They think he's just, you know, crazy and going wild. And sometimes they want to calm him down.
Yes.
So that could be something that they could try. And they're probably going to look at me and be like, Auntie, what are you talking about? This is crazy.
That's right. Well, you know what I would recommend is do a little more tapping on yourself. And then when they're not looking, try it on the dog.
The dog. Okay.
And then you can say, hey, look, see?
Right. Look what worked.
Right. Like, some dogs have severe separation anxiety when their humans go off to work.
Right. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions I can answer for you?
I don't think so. I think that was great. I'm glad that I was able to experience that firsthand with you and release some of that emotion attachment to laundry. So,
yes.
You know, I need to let that go. So that's awesome.
Oh, good.
What about, some resources for our listeners, like where can they go online to, you know, learn more about EFT tapping? I know you have a podcast as well.
Yes, my podcast is called EFT Tapping Like a Mother, and I co-host it with my friend Colette Schildkraut, and she does tapping for weight loss. Okay. And so she's really good at that. That's how we met, actually, in a Tapping for Weight Loss clinic, and so workshop rather. And it's a fun show. We call ourselves the Fairy Godmothers of Tapping. And she's a British accent, so it makes it really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And folks can go to EFTinternational.org. And the founder of EFT Tapping in its current form is by the name of Gary Craig, regular spelling, Gary mm-hmm. Craig.
Okay.
And he has a website too. I think it's called emofree.
Oh, yes.
Right? Right. And mm-hmm. so there are many others. There's so many EFT resources, but those are the two that I would direct people toward, especially if you want to become certified.
Okay. Awesome. I like that. Now, I will say for me, because I've tried EFT tapping in the past, like just with myself.
Yes.
And I just know this about me, period. When it comes to me, like being successful in some of my endeavors, I know that I need a coach. Like I'm that person that I need that direction.
Yes.
So I feel like this time around, you know, doing the one-on-one with you has really made a big difference. So.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
Glad about that. So for some people who like want to do it on their own, I know for some people they may be able to do it, but you may need to find a practitioner, you know, someone that can kind of guide you and help you if you feel like, you know, this isn't working or you're getting lost or frustrated with it.
That's right. That's right. And so EFTinternational.org, I feel like I've been saying that like a commercial.
Forever.
It's not how I mean it at all. So Forgive me. It's I want to say that there's a directory. So Colette is in a different directory, but I am in that directory. And others who are close to you are in that directory all across the globe. And so you want to find someone who has experience, and you want to find someone who you are comfortable with and who understands your needs and doesn't make you do anything you're uncomfortable doing. Like I said earlier, you don't have to talk. You can just think about this situation and the people involved and tap silently.
Right.
You know, and you had mentioned earlier also about it taking a long time. What I gave to you today was a full-on mini session.
Right.
So, but if you're caught up in something, like let's say you leave your house today and you go to a coffee shop and somebody's really triggering you, you can, while you're in line, just kind of tap on your any one of those points and just use the words that are coming to mind. You don't have to say full on sentences.
Right. Okay. Just like a mini tapping.
Right. Exactly.
In public.
That's right. And I usually kind of lean into my head like I'm thinking about something.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right.
Just, oh my God, can't wait or on my hand. I think those are probably some that won't be as noticeable, you know, tapping right there between the eyebrows and then on your
yes head. Right. Exactly.
Even
exactly
your chin or something looks like you're thinking.
That's right. That's how I do it.
Good. Okay, I'm gonna remember these tips because I'm sure I'm gonna need it.
Yes. Oh, and I don't do this, but you do. You drive, right? You have a car.
Mm-hmm.
You can like use the side of the hand to tap on the steering wheel as you're driving.
Oh, good. I like
right?
that.
Road rage, no more.
Right. A lot of us have that. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That definitely. Yeah. That's quick and easy. That will help. Awesome. Thank you so much, Lee. Do you have any offers or anything? I don't know as far as like the business side of, you know, EFT tapping for you.
Right.
Offers so, like that, right?
Yes. So if folks want to visit my personal website, feelreleasethrive.com, they can download a free tapping points sheet.
Okay, cool. Yes. Because I'm sure they're like, I need a visual. How do I do this?
That's right.
And all the websites you've given us too, they, I think some of them have videos,
yes,
diagrams of how to do it and where to tap.
Exactly. And if you don't want to do any of that, you can, if you have time, listen to the EFT Tapping Like a Mother podcast as well.
Definitely. Awesome. We need,
yes.
And one piece of advice you have for our listeners before you go.
One piece of advice is to, do you mean advice in terms of EFT tapping or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay, so in general, mm-hmm. pay attention to yourself. Everything you need is inside you. And what I mean by that is anytime you find yourself going, that's a red flag.
Okay.
And that means stop, pay attention to it, and act accordingly to your true self, not what you think people want you to do. And especially if everyone's saying, oh, do this, but you're getting that feeling, pay attention to it, because your intuition will not steer you incorrectly.
I love that. That's awesome. I am definitely a believer in that. If it makes me go, I don't know.
That's right.
Then I go, okay, Regis, that's your answer there. You need to look
at it. Exactly. Can I share a quick example of that?
Yes.
So I was approached by a potential client about something, and the wording in the email made me go, And I referred her to someone else because I knew based on that language, things might not have, it just wouldn't have worked out.
Right.
So don't be afraid. Pay attention to that red flag, and do not be afraid to fire potential customers.
Nice. Awesome. She's giving y'all permission, y'all. So
yes, you have permission.
Don't be afraid. All right, Lee, thanks for joining me on the podcast. I enjoyed it. I'm so glad I got to EFT Tap in person with you. And y'all, I will put all of this in the show notes and all of the links and how you can connect with Lee. And I will see y'all on the next episode. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave me a 5-star review. Don't forget to sign up for your free Millennial Life Crisis Guide at bit.ly/free-crisis-guide. And don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram for more spiritual inspo @spiritualshitpodcast.